Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thank you for checking out this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. It's Monday, December 28th, and the Texans are riding a three-game winning streak with their most recent victory coming against the Dolphins in Miami. Afterwards, Matt Schaub took some questions at the podium and talked about his big game and the big win for his ball club.
It's almost as if you can call any play and it's going to work one way or the other, whether you hit the guy downfield or you hit a check down and he breaks a tackle. You know, one in particular, Ryan Moats, I threw the swing pass to him and the linebacker hits him and he bounces off and gets 12 yards. You know, it's plays like that that, you know, make the difference in a big half and a big game and, you know, getting stopped. We just keep moving forward. You know, all we can do is control our own selves and what we do. And we were able to go out today and get the job done and get the win. But that's why we're all here. You know, Coach Kubiak, is the head coach of this team, and that's why he's here. That's why I'm the quarterback here, and that's why Andre Johnson's the receiver. That's what we're all here to do, is to take this team and this franchise to that next level, to being a winning team, to getting into playoffs. And we have those still right in front of us. Obviously, we have to control our own destiny and win out and win next week, but we still need some help. We need to go back to work tomorrow and get ready. We just need to go back to work tomorrow and look at this film and get ready for New England. And that's all we can do is keep our blinders on and look forward. It's a good feeling to know that we have that opportunity in front of us, but at the same time, we have to realize that we have to prepare this week and go out and practice and get ready for the game. I think it's because of his work ethic. You know, he has all the tangibles that you want in a receiver, the size, the speed, the hands, you know, everything. But it's his work ethic that sets him apart. And, you know, it's something that me and him for the past 3 years have been working on so hard, especially in the offseason throughout the year, is, you know, what our routes, what we're trying to do, what we're trying to accomplish, different, you know, route adjustments off of what defensive players are going to do to him. And so, you know, being on that same page, you know, we kind of, you know what each other is thinking in the middle of the play, and it makes it easy to find him open down the field. Yeah. You know, it's one of those things. We knew after the half that we had in the first half that they were going to make adjustments on defense, on offense. You know, we knew they were going to come out and give us everything they got in the second half, and they did that. You know, they played well on offense. They played well on defense. They had a good plan for what we were doing, and it was one of those things. We hurt ourselves. We had the one tip pass that was intercepted, and, you know, we didn't execute on third down like we normally do, and I think that was a result of some of the defenses that they're doing to some of our plays. You know, schematically, you know, they cover people too, so they made some plays and took some things away.
In the locker room?
No, in the locker room, pregame.
Could you tell where you guys were mentally?
Absolutely.
All that?
I knew after the week of preparation that we had and after going in yesterday morning, you know, after having Christmas Day off, and we went in early, had our meeting, and walked, you guys were locked in. You could tell that guys took that day off. They enjoyed Christmas, but they still got in their books and were prepared to play. And the past few weeks, you know, I think we're at our best when guys keep it loose and have fun and just, you know, go out and cut it loose and play football. And that's what we were like coming into this game and pregame, and, you know, it was fun to be a part of that.
Receiver Andre Johnson also answered questions from the media afterwards. He was pleased at how he played Sunday in his hometown.
You know, you just know you're in a good situation. You know you're still alive, and you know, we only can control what we can. You know, so the only thing we can control is, you know, trying to go out and beat the New England Patriots next week. So you know, that's our main focus right now. We can enjoy this win today and move on to New England next week. I mean, that's big. You know, I really don't keep up with stats too much. But, you know, for me to be the second person in history to do that, you know, that's very special. To be mentioned with a guy like Marvin Harrison, you know, I watched him play a lot, you know, growing up and, you know, even while I was in the NFL. And for me to be, you know, mentioned with that guy, I think is a tremendous honor. Well, it was, you know, it kind of reminded me of the Seattle game a couple weeks ago. It just seemed like everything was working for us. You know, no matter what we did, you know, everything was just working. And, you know, the second half that, you know, sometimes, you know, the ball doesn't bounce your way, and it didn't really bounce our way the second half. So, you know, we struggled a little bit, but we were able to still come out with the win. I put my towel over my head a few times because, you know, you play a first half like that, and then, you know, we come in at halftime. You know, we know the situation. You know, we know the position that we're in. And, you know, you don't want something like that to happen, you know, where the team comes back and beats you. So, you know, I mean, they could have made a 5-yard catch, and I was just on the sideline like, man, like, you know, what's going on? But, You know, it was great that we came out with it. Well, anytime I was outside, you know, by myself, they were doubling me. And, you know, the first catch I had at the beginning of the game, they didn't double me. And after that, it was just, you know, pretty much double coverage the rest of the time. I think, you know, I had more success being in the slot, you know, than I did outside.
Talk about
it. I had about 150 tickets.
Oh,
yeah.
Were you able to like see them? I mean, to recognize that?
Yeah, I waved at them after the game. They were waving at me. I had a couple of them spaced out, but you know, most of them was in section 407.
Could you hear any of them doing it?
That
guy was pretty quiet.
We appreciate you listening to this Texans Today podcast. I want you to keep it right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Ball time in Houston.